Welcome, everyone, to Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. This is Payman Motahede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this weekly program. Folks, every Thursday night, I conduct a Freedom Hour, which usually lasts actually more than an hour, and bring you freedom news, information, law, education, and assist you and help you and empower you to live free of oppressive taxation and control. In other words, you need answers. I can give you the answers. Solutions. The solutions are known by Freedom Law School. What to do? Because, folks, I've been saying since 1992 that the income tax is a giant fraud. There is no law requiring the average American to file and pay the federal income tax. Tonight, I'll talk about the part two, about how does the government shutdown that we're going through right now affect the IRS, their audits, their refunds, IRS court cases, IRS collection of money from people. That all gets affected, folks, in mostly good ways. And I'll tell you how and why in just a minute. But I want to invite you, folks, to check out Freedom Law School's website, which I founded in 1996, 23 years ago, at livefreenow.org. LiveFreeNow.org. You will find a lot of useful information there for you to educate you about the law and your rights and help you live free and help you keep your money, keep your property that by law is yours. Folks, when it comes to taxation, it's very clear. The law is very well known. Taxation is a power to destroy. If the government can tax something 1%, they can tax it 99% or even 100%. That means they can destroy you completely if they wanted to. And it's because of that that the courts have held for over 200 years in America that when it comes to taxes, the law has to be very clear and specific. Unless the law is very clear and specific, you don't owe the taxes. And we have no such thing as taxing by implication, by implied. Like, well, it's obvious that you owe the tax. Well, it's obvious. Everybody else knows about the tax. Mm-mm. The tax can be very clear. So that's why, folks, Freedom Law School has had the $300,000 income tax reward now for, well, now it's been 20 years. 20 years since I've offered $100,000 to anyone that can show me the law that requires the average American like you and me to file and pay the federal income tax. And you know what? IRS has been spying on me for at least 26 years that I know of. 25 years minimum. Yeah, 25 and a half years to be exact. And none of the IRS agents, employees, lawyers, whoever looked at Freedom Law School and know about Freedom Law School, been to Freedom Law School's website, have Freedom Law School's literature and brochures and catalogs, have ever attempted to collect Freedom Law School's income tax reward. Even though it's prominently out there, folks, it's a key education tool of Freedom Law School that no one has been able to claim Freedom Law School's $300,000 income tax reward. And the second reward, folks, $100,000, is for anybody that can show me how you could file a 1040 income tax confession form and the government not use it against you to put you in prison because you give up your right to be silent. Your Fifth Amendment guaranteed right in the Constitution to be silent is given up. You give it up when you file a 1040 form. And based upon the 1040 form, the IRS will use it against you and put you in prison. That's what one of my students told me. Joe Bannister, former IRS criminal investigator with the IRS, special agent. He told me, Pam, one of the first things we always did, whenever we wanted to go after a target somebody, is look up the copy of the previous 1040 income tax confession forms the person had filed with the IRS and use that information against them. The information that you gave them to the IRS under penalty of perjury under oath. You swore that everything on that form is true, correct, and complete, and it's all being used against you. Even though there's no law requiring you in the first place to fill out the form. And no one has been able to show me how you could fill out a 1040 form and not have the government use it against you. So how can the government force you to give up your Fifth Amendment guaranteed right to be silent? They cannot, folks. The government cannot force you to give you a right to a jury trial if you're being charged with a crime. Government cannot force you to give you a right to a lawyer if you're charged with a crime. The government cannot force you to give up your right to free speech or your religion of your choice. It is all guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution. Clearly, that the government cannot do those things. And by the same token, you have a guaranteed right to be silent and not to give any information to the government or the IRS that may be used against you to put you in prison. The police, when they stop you on a traffic case or criminals, they read them the right to be silent. If they stop, you know, for whatever reason, you have a right to remain silent. But the IRS is forcing you to give up that right. And that's a big thing. So if you haven't been to our website, education material at livefreenow.org, you want to go there, folks. Go to the education material and go down from eye-opening education tab to the income tax reward and down the road. Check it out for yourself. Check out the links in those pages, the videos. It will show you how the matrix of lies that has been surrounding us, it exposes it all. You will take the blue pill? No, take the red pill of truth. And I'm going to show you how deep the rabbit hole goes, folks. And Freedom Law School also offers solutions on what to do about it all. How to fight the IRS. If you want to stop filing a pay income tax, how do you do it? You write Congress about it. Your congressman. That's the first things you should do after you educate yourself. And it's on our website for free for you to do it for yourself. Y'all should take advantage of that. Now let's talk a little bit about the government shutdown, folks, how it affects the IRS. As you know, here we are. We have a corrupt Communist Party in America, otherwise known as the Democratic Party, because, you know, what they propose is communism and socialism, that the community, society, should take your money, and they know better than you what to do with the money. They want to give you health care. They want to give you a free university education. You know, from birth to death, they want to take care of you like a slave is taken care of by his master. You see, folks, slavery wasn't so bad, by the way, throughout human history. They either be bad mouth slavery. Let me tell you something, folks. Employee is the same as a slave. Employer is a master. It's really no different. Before 1820s, where there was railroad started transportation, before 1600s, where shipping allowed people to travel around the world easily, humanity lived in an area, worked that land, and there was a slave was a worker, and employer was called the slave master or master. Today, because of transportation, your master just changes, and the employee, the slave, changes. That's all. Back in the old days, you take care of your slave. There were good masters and bad masters, just like there's bad employers and good employers. Just like there are good slaves, good employees, and bad ones, lazy ones, hardworking ones. Folks, human beings always been the same way. So this label they give us, slavery, is such a terrible thing, is a bunch of utter nonsense. Okay? what the picture gave you that in a Roots TV show we saw in the late 70s, that the bad slave master whipped the black slaves, you know? Hey, look, we have today employers take advantage of their workers. You know, it's no different. That happens, right? They rape them. They take advantage of them. They do all kinds of stuff to them. That happens. So it happened there, too. So at least they took care of the slaves back then. Now, nowadays, they just, you know, you fire you, you're on your own. Good luck finding a job. Back then, they take care of you from birth to death. But you see, we have a system in America today where you get to choose who you want to work for or start your own business. But the communists, the Democrats, they want where the government is by force. You have no choice. Take anything they want from you, and then they figure out, the bureaucrats, government bureaucrats, figure out who gets what. Those people in government would control our lives. That's what they want. In a communist society, the people and community that run it, they get to decide what's best for you. But Freedom Law School says, no, you are a master of your destiny. It's your money. You work hard for it. You have a right to keep it. And unless the government can show the law that requires you to pay it, you should keep your money. And that is why what I say, you know, on our website at livefreenow.org, they're one of the first tabs on education materials, Educate Congress. You write to them and demand that they show you if you're wrong about that there is no law requirement to file income tax. You should do that. Even if they ignore you, folks, you should exercise that right. Just like I'm ignoring my right to free speech. How many people may hear it? I don't know. Not millions, but I'm not going to quit talking. I'm not going to keep trying to reach the American people. And you should not quit either. So go and under education materials, under Educate Congress, and educate them, folks, and find your way to freedom. That's the first steps you got to take. So let's talk about this IRS situation, folks. It's kind of more interesting. The IRS situation with the shutdown is getting interesting because, you know, IRS, one of the first things they usually do to put pressure on Congress and the president to, you know, fund the IRS, they stop giving the services that people want. In other words, they stop giving the tax refund operations of the IRS. They close that part. The parts that provide answer telephone calls to people with questions, they stop that. When you ask for under Freedom of Information Act request a copy of the government files related to you, they stop that part. They keep the collections going. They keep the audits going. They keep the harassment going. But they cut down where they, you know, like I said, answering your phone calls, answering your questions, providing documents to you, giving you money back, that's the part they closed down. Well, right now, IRS is mostly a lot of it shut down. But the IRS management wanted to stop the refunds. Oh, we'll stop giving refunds. And Donald Trump, to his credit, ordered them, you guys that do the handle of refunds, you guys got to work. And the courts have said that essential operation of the IRS, of the government, they got to keep working. Anything that's essential got to keep going on. Well, who gets to decide what's essential? Right? Guess who decides that? The head executive of the U.S. government, that's Donald Trump. So he said, no, I determined that getting people refunds is an essential function, so that part's going to go on. Audits can stop. Forced collection can stop. That means IRS is not sending out levies to your employers who take your bank account or paycheck or contacting you to audit your books and records. Tax court, for example, is closed right now. None, they're not taking any cases. And the U.S. Department of Injustice Tax Division that defends the IRS in tax cases in the courts of appeal, they are also not doing any tax cases, criminal cases, but not civil cases. So that being the case, you know, the IRS, the one thing they got to do is handle refunds. Now, what's interesting, this article that came out just a couple of days ago in the Washington Post, headlined, "Hundreds of IRS employees are skipping work that could delay tax refunds." See, this is a tool that they want to use to force the government to end the shutdown and pay them. Well, the shutdown, in my opinion, is caused by the communist Democrats who do not want to have the country. They want to have a one-world government. America is borderless. Anybody can come through our border, southern borders, you know, and they're all going to become world communists eventually, just like in International Communist Republic of Mexicania. That's exactly their plan is. They don't care about the Americans at all. Their long-term plan is model California, Mexicania. We want to let all these people from across the world come here, give them free health care, free schooling for the children, free food, communism. And then they're going to be communist constituents that will vote communist from the get-go. Now, I escaped Mexicania to get away from all that, came to Florida. But if the American people do not stop this communism and keep it at Mexicania and New York and those other communist states, it's going to spread all across America. America's done. America's history become like Europe. It'll go down. People are thinking about going to China or some other place to find some freedom. And I'm not kidding. In China, there is no personal income tax, folks. Do you realize that? In a so-called communist China, they have no personal income tax. My brother works in China, married to a Chinese woman. He will never be a Chinese citizen, not allowed, even if he's married to Chinese, because he's not a Chinese person. Every 2 years, he renews his visa, and he pays zero income tax as a foreigner working for wages in China. There's more freedom there in China, folks, in many ways, than we started having in America. That's how bad things are getting here. So that's why we got to take action, folks, about these things. Now, what the IRS employees are doing, they're trying to use the loophole in the laws to not to show up to work. What they're doing is in the union contracts that they have, that if they're having a significant hardship, okay, then, you know, they can, you know, not come to work. Okay, and they're getting exemptions for that. You know, IRS offices, you know, in Fresno, California, you know, Andover, Massachusetts, Kansas City, you know, Atlanta, you know, they're all doing that. And they're getting maybe part-time jobs to pay their bills. Well, the problem is that it's a cause of their IRS's friends. The Communist Party is the IRS's friend. Let them hurt their buddies. The communists within the government, the IRS employees, they can go pressure their buddies, the communists. Hey, we are one of your constituents. Just pass $5 billion for border security and get us back to work. But you see, the communists know they have no plan to win the American people back. You all know better now. Republicans may not be perfect. I never said they are. A lot of them are Republican name only. We call them rhinos. They don't, you know, but nonetheless, they're far better than the Communist Party, who are outright have no allegiance to American people at all. Their allegiance is to power as communists to take over America like they did in the International Communist Republic of Mexicania. So this thing will go on, and we have time. We have 2 years. I hope President Trump hangs in there, puts the screws to the communists within the government, to put the pressure on their buddies in the legislative branch of government, the Democrats, and secure our borders that need to happen. Because if they don't do it now, folks, this is it. America's gone. Gone. The doors will be, AOI will come here and they say, we defeated America, we defeated America's president. And let me tell you, that's what happened in Mexicania. California's passed the Proposition 187, that no more money will be given in any way, shape, or form public services to illegal aliens. No more housing, food stamps, you know, no more free hospitalization, schooling. You cannot go to school. Your kids cannot go to school. You can't get free health care in our hospitals because you're poor. Nothing for illegal aliens. You got to be Californian to get those benefits. California passed that readily. What happened, in fact, if you go online, look on there and look it up for yourself. California, okay, Proposition 187. It'll come up. The history of it is very interesting, what happened to that. Okay? That was 1994. It was getting bad over there. And people passed it, and then what happened is that it was challenged in the U.S. District Court, and a deep state crooked communist federal district court judge ruled it was unconstitutional that Californians had to pay for health care and schooling and other benefits of illegal aliens. Now, that was absolutely a lying, treacherous, treasonous judge that ruled that way. But he's the judge. He's the holy judge. Your Honor, everybody calls him, right? A crook in a third independent branch of government, but not really. A crook. These judges, too many of them are crooks and criminals and communists, treacherous people who are spitting and stepping on the oath they took to uphold the Constitution. They just pretend to be a holier than thou honorable judges. So, the case was appealed to the Federal Court of Appeal, to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal. But guess what happened? When the Proposition 187 was passed, Pete Wilson, the governor, was a Republican. But by the time the case went to appeal, Governor Davis, a communist Democrat, he became the governor. And he had a communist attorney general as well, Democrat. So what happened is that Gray Davis, okay, withdrew the appeals to the Court of Appeal. Oh, no, we don't want to challenge this law. Yeah, you're right. We have to give money to illegal aliens. We have to give benefits. Health care, free schooling, other benefits to illegal aliens that effectively killed Proposition 187. It was the last chance California had to stop the state being taken over by illegal aliens and the communists that were having illegal aliens becoming their constituents. And as you've seen over the years now, it's become worse and worse and worse. California has the largest number of illegal aliens in America. California has the largest poverty rate in America. California has the smallest middle class. You have the elite on the coast, super rich Silicon Valley, Hollywood, the movie industry, okay, and the rich businesses, illegal aliens, and the middle class is just getting smaller and smaller and leaving. That's what they want to do to the rest of America. That's their plan. So if Trump doesn't hang in there tough and let whatever services that federal government offices, let it go. Who cares? We talk about the future of America as a country. This is it. He won't have a chance. So that's why what he's doing is so important. That's why the IRS doesn't give refunds, whatever. It doesn't matter. This is our chance to get our country back. And I hope you guys consider supporting Donald Trump and pass on the word about this to everybody as best as you can. Okay, with that, folks, I want to make an announcement before I get your questions. Remember, every week at the Freedom Hour, I answer your freedom questions. I know IRS harasses you, states, tax agencies, police, bureaucrats harass your tickets. I'm here to help you. I will be answering your questions in a few minutes. But before I do, I want to let you guys, folks, this is the last call, folks. Last chance you guys have to take advantage of the one-time-only-ever discounts I've done on some of our key courses and freedom packages. Since 1996, folks, I've never, ever, ever done a discount on our courses ever. Why? Because I don't play gimmicks. I'm not into gimmicks. If you like what Freedom Law School does, I give it to you with the money back guarantee your courses. Okay? So you're not getting junk. You only get your money back if it's not good, if you don't like it. But I forget what I'm doing is this. Because our Royal Freedom Package, the top-of-the-line program, is going from $6,000 for the first year to $7,000. And that's what everybody wants. That we will do everything. All your responses to the IRS letters are all done for you completely at no extra charge, in addition to unlimited consultation, and some course in books and material, and writing to Congress and senators, and a criminal legal defense fund in case the IRS comes after you criminally. Because that program is going $1,000 from $6,000 to $7,000 February 1st. I have to announce it in advance, and I did. If you want to join the Royal Freedom Package under the old price, you have only until end of January to do so. And your funds got to be received at Freedom Law School by the end of January. Not mailed, received. And I'll let you only put down $2,000 or $3,000 minimum if you need to and make payments and the rest if you want to take advantage of these old prices. It's your last chance to do that. And because I'm doing that, while I'm at it, I figured, well, let me look, yeah, those of you who could not afford $2,000 for the Royal Freedom Package, let me give some of you guys a little bit of help also. Because I know for some of you, even that's too much. So our Beginner's Freedom Package, which is $900, which is our level one course, our basic fundamental course you all should have to know about the law, your rights, IRS procedures, what to do, what not to do, things you need to know that you don't know you need to know. It's all in there. And letters to Congress and senators, and more books and videos and materials, which is normally $900. It's been that way since 2001. It's going to go down to only $700. $200 savings only until end of January. Also, the level one course, which has been for 20 years, $300, until end of this month is only $200. $100 savings with $200 shipping, of course. And that level one course comes with 100% unconditional 90-day money-back guarantee. You can rent it for free just for shipping the course to you. You just pay for that only, $200 shipping handling. Review it. You can copy it if you want to. But I don't think you want to copy and cheat Freedom Law, so you wouldn't want to keep it. Because it's worth way more than $300 that you paid for it, level one course. It is so important that you do that because you do not want to make the common mistakes that most patriots make. Especially doing things like UCC arguments, citizenship arguments about national and U.S. citizenship, going under common law versus admiralty, statutory jurisdiction, straw man that uses a zip code on your mail, not respond to IRS letters that are written to you, and your name is put in capital letters in all caps, yellow finch flag argument, you know, all kind of baseless legal theories out there, folks. You know, so much more. I explain it all to you and avoid all that. So level one course, you got that. And if you want to get some help, the course and one-on-one consultation with me, the Quick Start Freedom Package, which is $490, it's only $390. $100 savings on that also. Only until end of this month. So I don't want you guys to call me February and say, oh, I didn't know about it, Paymon. I didn't hear about it. It's on our website. I announce it on these calls, folks. Take advantage of savings. Okay? And I want you to be happy, and I want you to be free. But you need tools to be free. And their tools are there. Education is number one to help you be free. I'm 56 years old, folks. I started when I was 29 years old in this stuff. So since 1992, folks, I got almost 27 years of experience in this movement, more than anybody else ever in the history of the movement. Freedom Law School has been around longer and more successful than anybody else out there. You don't believe me, go to our website at livefreedom.org. Look at all the victories. Our victories, my own personal victories over the IRS, student victories over the IRS, folks. You can win. No other freedom organization has been around this long. The IRS never got an injunction to close them down or limit their activities or put its leader in prison. Freedom Law School is the only one ever to have that distinction. And the IRS knows about Freedom Law School. We're the biggest and oldest, most successful freedom law group ever. In history movement, better than, more successful than Irvin Schiff ever was, Lynn Meredith ever was, Thurston Bell, You know, Save It Patriot Fellowship, Free Enterprise Society, Jerome Daly, Marvin Cooley, A.J. Porth. You ever heard of these names? Well, I know I have. Those were leaders in 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000 years, came before. I learned from their mistakes. It's for me to win and for you to win. And that's what Freedom Law School is winning, and our students are winning, and you can win too, by becoming a Freedom Law School student and having the wisdom of all these decades, of all these leaders who lost. And Freedom Law School is winning in your corner, in your life, for you to live free and be prosperous at the same time. So with that, folks, let's now go to your questions about any subject that you want to ask about. And folks, it looks like we are on track next week, by the way, to go video. It's been delayed a little bit due to some technical issues. But I think next video week, folks, Thursday night, you'll be able to watch me live conduct the Freedom Hour. So let's hope if we have no more technical problems next week, you're going to see me video, just like you see all the television shows out there in America. So if you have a question, folks, you can push 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will answer your questions. 1 on your telephone keypad. We have a call from Miracle 619. I know. There we go. We got also Erica 614. Yep, I was waiting for you in Erica 614 area code. I was waiting for you, Nicholas, to call. Very good. Let's get to your questions one at a time. Okay? So remember, push 1 if you have a question. And to protect your privacy, only say your first name only. No last name. I want to know if you have a free education package that you can sign up for on our front page of our website, and it gets mailed to you free. You should request it for free. If you received that yet, and then go ahead and ask your question. So call from area code 619 in the International Communist Republic of Mexicania. What is your first name, my friend?
Howdy, my
in
friend.
In San Diego area, I should say, right? You're right by the border, by Tijuana. What's your first name?
I'm actually living in North Hollywood right now.
In North Hollywood, okay. Very good. Okay. All right.
My first name is Eric with a K.
Eric with a K. But you called early. You had an 81 area code number. Using the 619 area code number, Eric. Is that correct?
Right. Yep. That's my business number.
Okay. Got it. Well, let's see. I know you called. You referred to Freedom after the Commerce call. Because, folks, I charge for my time, $360 an hour. First hour, $240. And on the Quick Start Freedom Package, you get the discount. But you're welcome to call, and I want you to call first. Take advantage of these Freedom Hour question and answer part, and I'm going to help you for free. So tell your question to me in a way that the other callers can understand your situation, can learn from your question, your situation as well, Eric. Go ahead.
My question is, how do tax write-offs work with like expenses for business?
Are you tax write-off expenses for your business?
Right.
Okay. Well, Eric, first of all, you know I believe that there's no law requiring to file an income tax confession form at all. There's nothing to write off.
Okay.
In other words,
okay, that's what I was thinking.
Let's make it clarified. You see, by the way, this is something somebody, a guy named Gafflin, argued in the Court of Appeal. Go type in Gafflin, GATLIN space V period CIR, okay? And after that space, put 8th Circuit, CIRCUIT. Gafflin V CIR, 8th Circuit, okay? Hit enter. And you're gonna get a case about Gafflin, okay, versus CR. It comes in case law, you know, it comes up or Legal Eagle, and you read that case, court case, okay, and you see the part of it.
Okay.
That the court says that in the case of a filer, you file a 1040 income tax confession form. You put the burden of proof on yourself. You claim that you received $100,000 of gross receipts on your business. That's taxable income. You confess to that, Eric. Then they say, oh, but wait a minute, this taxable income I'm confessing to? $40,000 of it was my expenses. I paid rent, I paid utilities, okay? And then the remaining $60,000, I'm going to deduct it with my home mortgage, you know, and I got wife, and I got two kids, I get child tax credit, all that stuff. But when you don't have, you don't file a 1040 income tax confession form, you confess to nothing, and the burden of proof is on the IRS to prove that you have taxable income. Okay? So does that answer your question, Eric?
Yes. So basically there's no money back, right? Or
if you paid anything, kiss it goodbye. If you sent estimated payments on your own as a business owner, kiss it goodbye. Because the only way by law, the government, IRS will give you money is by filing a 1040 income tax confession form, admitting and claiming you have taxable income, that you want some of the money you sent in back.
I swore that's what I felt like I understood, but I wasn't sure. What did you mean by Trump with the IRS doing refunds?
For you or for people in general about refunds?
I guess people in general.
Well, yeah. Well, most Americans are not business owners like you.
Right.
Most Americans are wage earners. And their employers forced them to fill out a W-4 form, which is for those people required to file income tax. They force you to fill out the form, otherwise they will not hire you. They steal money from you to send the IRS. Then you have no choice but to file a 1040 and get some of that stolen money back that the employer, as a government IRS agent, forced you to file in the first place, which it should have never let you, never required you to file in the first place.
Okay.
Understood?
Yes.
But in your case, you're a business owner, so you don't have that problem.
Right. And I'm looking to, I don't want to hire anyone because I want to do this right, because I'm aware of this and I don't want to take out that, you know, I don't want to, you know, take money away from people to give it, you know, to the government when I believe that it's wrong.
You can hire them, but guess what? Don't require them to do a W-4.
Okay. Cool.
That's not a problem. Any other questions, Eric?
I did write down some. What does this mean for like buying homes and stuff? You know, like dealing with a bank and property tax. Maybe that's too many questions.
Okay, you're asking several questions. One, buying a home as a non-filer, banks do not give you a bank government-subsidized low-interest rate bank loan that are typically right now 4 or 5% interest. You have to get a private money loan. Private individuals, which they charge higher. They charge maybe 8 to 14% interest, otherwise called the hard money loan. So you go, rather than getting a government subsidy, you have to go in a private market and pay somebody for that. And that's described in more detail in the course I got. If you go out to our website, at livefreedom.org, I got a course on how to buy a home without a 1040 income tax confession form, without using your a slave surveillance number, with no credit, you know, with no providing proof of income to anybody. You can get those things. That course is designed for you to help you buy a home. You want to get that course. It's $130 plus $10 shipping. Now, your other question was about how do you, what you said? The other thing you said? Property tax, you said?
Right.
Property tax, there's a law. You got to pay property tax. Property tax is under state laws and the state constitutions. You're required to pay it. You can lower it as allowed by law, but there is a law requiring you to pay property tax, and most states have property tax. So if you have a home, you pay property tax.
Okay. I just wanted to clear that up because I did hear on someone's podcast that someone said tax is theft, and then someone else said that property tax is theft, and I hadn't heard that before.
You know, now some states like have a very low property tax, but all the states I've looked up, they all have property tax. Okay. Any other questions?
So, for being a single member LLC, or CEO for a C corp, to do things right, I guess we just don't submit some type of forms, right? These confession forms. Like I haven't done this before, and I just started a company in June. I haven't made any money yet, but I'm just concerned about that. What that means, or what this means. Like if there's anything I need to do to ensure my safety.
Well, what you want to ensure your safety, my friend, is become a member of the Simple or Royal Freedom Package. Because freedom is not free, folks. The founding fathers paid with everything they own on the line. You know, and they got shot at and killed. Many of them are injured, lost their eye or arm or leg, or their family members to secure the freedoms that we have. But Americans want freedom to be free. You know, you want to be focused.
Right.
I'm sorry. I thought, you know, if you had an honest government that represented the people, it would have been no problem. You show them the law, they followed. But the deep state is so powerful, folks, been entrenched, you know, that it's not so easy to show them the law. Because we were taught in high school, 12th grade civics class, about that. That the government just follows the law and the courts just enforce the law. But they don't. They're a bunch of communists taking over, and they break the law and the Constitution. You can see what's going on with the whole, they let Hillary Clinton go. She violated the most sacred national security laws, is the most trusted position of Secretary of State wholesale, but set up a server in her house and illegally, intentionally, and then when Congress subpoenaed for those records, she destroyed them deliberately with hammers and everything else. I mean, they let her go. And then when this phony thing, Donald Trump thing they got going on. So because of that, you know, the thing to do is to join the program, the Simple or the Royal Freedom Package. Now, you got your business in an LLC. That's fine. As a single member LLC, you've done just fine already there. You're good there. There's nothing wrong with that. You just keep going on that part. But that by itself does not solve your problems. That's all. Does it answer your question?
Okay. It does. It does. I guess I did have one last one. I called my professor and asked me, he had a question, and he asked if there's any innovative ways to get money back. But like how you mentioned, if you spend any money for your company, you could just kiss that goodbye. So that leads me to how would someone get started on working on the refunds, from a prior job? Or is that in your course as well?
Nope, I don't do that. I don't file tax returns. If they stole the money out of your paycheck, you either let it go, forget it, stop letting them take money out of your paycheck as an employee, or become like you, a business owner, don't have to, or an independent contractor, no longer withholding from your money, anybody taking your money and give it to the IRS. If you want to go file, you choose. You want to go hire a CPA, tax accountant, TurboTax, HR Block, whatever. You know, you can pick amongst those choices. I don't recommend any of those things.
Okay. I was referring to the refund about what you were mentioning about the IRS giving back the money that they stole from people. That's what I was meaning about the refund.
I don't refer to that. I don't talk about that. Other people do
that.
Okay. Other people talk about that because the greed factor, my friend, greed is a terrible thing. And will blind people. And I made that mistake. And don't learn from my mistake. Back in 1993, I had a job that the W-2 worked for $6 withholding. From that job. It was a few hundred dollars. And I heard from my Patriot friend, said, hey, I learned from this group how to file 1040-NR as a non-resident alien as a sovereign state citizen and get your money back. Really? It was coming up April 15th. I sat down. He showed two of us how to do it. We did it. I sent that because I agreed that got to me. And I sent it in. The IRS not only gave me no money back to me, the few hundred dollars that I wanted. They came after me for 92, 93, 94 for taxes. I ended up going to tax court. Okay, learning from that. Okay, the crooked tax court ignored the facts, ignored the law, truly against me. Those tax eventually went away. Eventually they expired. Okay? But still, after going through that process, I learned a lot about tax court that way. It was a learning lesson for me. But because I'm going to get the money back. Forget the money back. Stop from here onwards. Don't give it to thief. Don't be so focused on getting the money back the thief took from you. This is not the ordinary thief. This is the government. The most powerful entity that's had become subverted and run by a bunch of criminals. It's not just any guy that just took your money. Hey, Charlie, you took money, $100 from me, give it back. Right? Focus
right
forward. It's 2019.
Okay.
Don't have no withholding from your paycheck, and don't get it back. Whether it's your business partner, friend, whoever, you know, if they want to fund last time, go ahead. Go find amongst out there. Go TurboTax. Do it. But I don't recommend that at all. Just focus your time and energy and money on going forward. And I suggest that you consider leaving the corrupt, expensive, communist Republic of Mexicana that forces you into poverty, that you don't have any money left over. That's part of your problem. You know how expensive the houses are out there? Let me tell you, where I'm in this area, you know, you can get a five-bedroom house, three baths, two-car garage, a couple acres of land for about $300,000 with a pool, I forgot to add. How about over there in North Hollywood? How much would that cost you? That would be a little Beverly Hills mansion, huh?
Maybe in the millions.
$3 million? Yeah, in the millions. And here you can get it for $300,000. So people make a lot less here and a lot more. And how much is gas? Almost $4 a gallon over there?
Just
how much is it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's
here, it's just over $2 a gallon. Right? And everybody else you deal with, they have to pay those higher taxes. They have to pass it on to you. And you're stuck with that terrible traffic in L.A. traffic, 405 freeway, the 10 freeway, the 101, right, which is now getting worse and worse and worse all these years. Why have to live like that? Just leave. If you're a freedom lover, why are you staying with the communists? Because your field may be in the field of entertainment. I understand that. But guess what? You're young. You can do a lot of other stuff besides. You can do a lot of internet long distance or do something else. Leave. I'm sorry to tell you that Mexicania is gone. There's no way getting it back. Proposition 187, when that was killed by the communists in the U.S. District Court and by Governor Davis, they dropped the appeal, is gone. You ain't going to get it back. Why are you staying in that place? You're 27, Eric. Leave. Plan on leaving. Why are you still single? Don't have a wife. You can do a lot of other stuff. Okay? You can make here around here $10 an hour and have a better lifestyle than you make making $25,000 a year out here than making $50,000 a year where you are. Sir?
You have recommendations for areas?
Yeah, Central Florida. Central Florida, where I'm at. Yeah, because I shopped around. I looked around all over. I did a conference call on this subject a few months ago. Yes, Texas is good, you know, but Florida's better. Central Florida's best. Not Miami, South Florida, everybody thinks about Central Florida. You know, the area between Tampa, Orlando, Ocala, those three central big cities, in those between those areas, there's just so much available. You know, the minimum hurricane chances and good weather, low cost living, and so much growth. Because, here we have actually a big middle class. You're going to be what people think poor, but you're actually middle class. Maybe lower middle class, but you're still middle class. We don't have traffic. So you just got to take a chance, maybe leave, take a was Frontier Airline ticket, kind of Tampa, you know, for, they got tickets now for like, I'm not kidding, $60 one way. See, the Frontier has. You can go from, Ontario, LAX, airport, these are cheap airlines. Come down for a few days, get a rental car, look around, you see, go online, look how much the housing costs, and gain jobs. And there's a lot of retirees out here that need people to do services for them. They need mechanics, electricians, whatever, you know. So check it out. The model you live in Mexicali is not the only one. You don't have to stay there. So you got to get out of your head. You have to stay there just because you were born and raised there. And take your siblings and parents with you if you can. Help them escape as well. Okay? Any other questions, Eric?
Thank you so much. No, I don't have any more. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Pleasure. You're a smart young man. 27, you got your own business going on. Look, you will find better ways to make a living, even if it means you change a field. You're still 27. I got into this stuff at age 29. Before that, I had no pot to pee in. And I'm not kidding you. Minimum wage jobs, commission-only jobs, that, you know, commissions don't make a living a lot most often, don't pay much. Didn't have car insurance. Okay, when I was your age. You're doing better than me, sounds like, from where you are right now, from what I understand. But, you know, the thing for you now is the choice is very clear. Get out of there, you know, and it's not that expensive. You're single, young, easy to travel, go someplace, start from scratch. You'll find something to do. Okay, so look at that. Look at the conference calls I did on our website at livefear.org. Go to weekly calls, and then you go scroll down on weekly calls to the Blog Talk Radio link that has a previous conference call at Freedom Law School. It's on YouTube as well. And I think I talked to you. You scroll down to the bottom of the page. You go down the previous pages. I talk about this issue of getting out of Mexicali and expensive states. Go to more freedom-oriented and very low-tax states like Florida, which is the lowest state, low-tax state in the country by far. Okay?
Can you repeat that one more time? I'm trying to find it right now. I'm on that page, conference call page.
Okay. On the Blog Talk Radio page? On the conference call page. You see, you scroll down above my picture. You see my picture there when you scroll down. You see, click here to find our entire conference call library. You see that? Click here. Click on that click here.
Click
okay.
Here to find our
entire conference call library. Where it says below, you will find our most recent conference calls. Below that.
Oh, right. Okay,
see the
click
link.
Here to find our
okay.
entire.
Yeah, go ahead and click yep. there where it says click here. Click there.
I did.
You go down, now you go down, you see the previous, you know, Freedom Hour on Commerce Calls or Freedom Law School. You go down the bottom of the page, and you go to previous page. Go click on number 2 from page 1 to page 2. You get the last previous series of the conference calls I've done on different subjects. If it's not on that subject, which doesn't have to be, and there you go to number 3. And on, you scroll down. You find, here we go, on page number 3 right now. As of today, it's on page number 3. But down the road, if you listen to the recording of this call, it could be page number 5, page number 12. You go down. Okay, this call was done sometime, I think, in October, around, I'm guessing it's about 5 months ago. So 5 months from January was, let's see, December, November, October, September, August. In August of 2018, I did that Escape High Taxes, Tax States and Prosper. I talked about that subject. And listen to it. I'll give you more details there. Okay?
Fantastic.
And you may want to consider doing a quick start for your package with me, you know, which is normally $490 for $390, and I can answer a lot more of your questions in more detail. You can send the money for it now, get that price lag locked in, take advantage of free information on the calls as much as you can, then ask me additional questions privately suited to your specific particular situation, Eric. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Okay, we got a call from area code 614, followed by the call from area code 216. And the call from area code 614, I believe you sent us information. That's Nicholas, correct? You sent us information. Nicholas, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And I understand, Nicholas, what you got is you got a letter from the Ohio that they want some sales tax money from you, and they're threatening you that they're going to take your money from you if you don't pay up the sales tax money that you filed. Yeah, I paid it too late, correct?
Yeah. If you'd like, I can give you a little bit of a backstory on it, just to help kind of push it along a little bit. By the way,
sure.
I just wanted to say a little precursor. I'm very happy that people like you exist. I'm very happy that you took my call. I'd like to thank you. And where we go one, we go all, because I do believe that we're moving in the right direction, but it's just going to take a little bit longer.
You're welcome, my friend.
My basically, the short end of the story is I started my own company about 3 years ago, and you know, as with most startup businesses, it's kind of hard to get all your chickens in a row. So I got a little bit behind on my income tax income sales tax for the state of Ohio, and since then I did manage to pay it, but it was a couple of months where I had gotten behind, and I guess enough time had passed where they came after me for requesting, you know, late fees for the fact that it was so past due. So now, you know, 3 years later, here I am, and it's gone to a collections enforcement section sponsored by the Ohio Attorney General's office, and the paperwork in front of you basically says the rest of it. So,
okay, well, bottom line is, you filed late. The sales tax is something you're required to do by state law. It's controlled by state law. Now, the amount that they claim you owe them, maybe you'll be able to dispute that, lower it. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. That's something I don't specialize in. I don't know about that. But the amount is less than $2,000. So you can go see them, talk to them, and make a payment plan and pay them off. There's no way around this tax, except maybe talk to them, maybe lower it if perhaps could be done. Otherwise, it's a legitimate tax. You just got to pay and move on. That's the best thing you can do.
Okay. All righty. Well, I figured that was the case. However, I figured it's always good to, you know, try to make sure that if there are, in fact, any other options, you know, to check them out. So, I do appreciate your time. I won't try to hold you up too long. I am interested in your program, so I'll potentially hear over the next year or so, potentially sign up with you, because I've long understood that the IRS is kind of the attack dog of the Federal Reserve, and we all know that the Federal Reserve is not federal; it is a private bank, and we know that most of our money is it's distributed amongst our society, and it accrues interest, and a lot of our tax dollars pays off that interest chart or that interest rate that they charge us to use said money, and a lot of our tax dollars usually pay that off before the tax dollars actually end up being seen, by the actual services that we expect them to be paying for. So, I've never been much of a person to believe in thievery, because it's immoral to begin with. So, I'd very much look forward to potentially coming in and at some point talking to you about the full length of your program, I guess.
Well, have you called in and have you sent in for the free education package already?
I have.
Okay. Have you listened to CDs that came with it, and you looked through the catalog, the film catalog?
I have looked through the catalog. I haven't yet listened to the CDs that were included, but I do intend on listening to those here, probably starting this evening, actually, after I get off the phone here. So.
Very good. Do that, my friend. It's up to you. I don't want to rush you. I don't believe in rushing people to make a decision, because you want to make a sound, informed decisions. I always believe that. But you got a little time to, you know, take a few days to look at all that carefully. Call if you have any questions about what Freedom Law School has offers or what's on our website where we offer the courses or freedom packages. Ask questions so you understand fully what it is, and then start whatever that makes sense for you the best. Okay?
Sounds good. I appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Nicholas. Have a good night, my friend. Let's go to one more caller we have with question from area code 216. What is your first name, caller?
Good evening. My name is Nika.
Nika, how are you?
Yes. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. And do you have a free education package?
Yes, I did order the free education package, but I didn't receive any CDs with mine, any compact discs or DVDs.
I'm sorry about that. I'll tell you what, would you do me a favor, call tomorrow, and we're going to make sure that we get the CDs out to you?
Sure.
We'll do that too. By the way, one of those CDs is that of Joe Bannister, the former special agent, that was one of my students, and his speech on video is on our website under education material, under eye-opening education, or the $300,000 income tax reward. So it's listed there. You can just watch it that way. But the other one, I don't have it. I got to put it on my website. Remind me of that. Lynn, make a note about that. So we'll get it out to you by mail anyhow. So how many assist you,
Mika? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but is it the CD that you have, is it the video that you have posted on YouTube also?
Yes, and Joe Bannister, yes. Basically,
okay,
the Joe Bannister I sent out as a public education, you know, he had many fine Joe Bannister speech on he's given over the years at Freedom Law School's Freedom Rallies about income tax fraud, about his experience with the IRS, how they wouldn't show him the law that requires the Americans to follow up income tax. You can find many of them, but that's particularly my favorite one. You can just listen to those because some people know about him. Some people have heard about his story already before they come across me, but some people have not. So I want to make sure you have that good basic education about the government would not ever show their own criminal agent the law that requires us to file income tax. That shows how scammed the system is, you know. And then you get to Freedom Law School because you understand the problem first before I can offer you solutions. So it gives you the problem in a very easier to understand, credible way. And that's what that is.
I thank you so much for that.
The question that I have is that
my entire life I've been working. I've managed to work for myself, but I hit a rough patch, and I ended up having to, get a job from somebody else. When I signed up, when I got the job, I told them that I was a 1099 worker, and they spoke with HR, and they insisted that I complete the W-4. So I did. I completed the W-4, and I put exempt in that little box. There's a box there. And I got a call today that my Social Security number has been frozen due to possible fraud, and they wanted me to contact them. Can you give me, some direction on how to handle that?
No, because I haven't seen that letter that you're talking about or what it says. And without seeing the letter that you're speaking about, I'm reading it to see exactly what it says. Because I've never, ever, ever heard of anybody saying your Social Security number has been frozen and why it's been frozen. I have to find out. That's a very weird thing. How does your Social Security number get frozen? You know, it may take a little bit of an investigation to see what they mean, what it's about. But certainly the letter that whatever they got from the IRS or from Social Security Administration would be the first place to start. And you can send up to 10 pages to the Freedom Law School's weekly calls, just like our last caller, Nicholas, did. Okay, and I can review it to you free of charge for the next Freedom Hour that I have every week. I can talk to you about it then. But without seeing the letters, I can not even found the guest to see what to do at this point. Okay. Any other questions, Nika?
Phishing scam or something, I don't know. But I just wanted to, check with you to, find out what your take on it was.
I don't know. I wish because I don't have enough information to give you a take. I got
to
see a copy of the letter.
Okay.
I mean, is it because some illegal alien used your Social Security number and use it legally to get illegal refunds or what? I don't know. There's all kind of possibilities could be at this point. I don't know. You get that letter from them first. Give me a copy of the letter you got from the IRS. What is it? Let me see it. Okay, we got to see that first before we go on.
Okay, but no, I was just saying it wasn't a letter. It's just a voicemail. I haven't received anything by mail yet.
Who left the voicemail for who?
I received a voicemail. A voicemail was left on my...
From who? Who left the voicemail for you? Your employer? Somebody off on internet? Hello, Nika, you there? You're getting
Can
cut
you
off,
me?
Nika. You must get off the. No, you need to get off the cell phone. Use a landline. I hear you now. Yeah, but you keep cutting off here and there. Yeah, the cell phone don't work.
I
don't use cell phones. Don't use speaker phones. That's a. Yeah. So who? Could be a scare. Who left a voicemail for you?
I would have to review it again. I wasn't really taking details.
Hold on. I think I'm getting a feeling what's going on here. This is not your employer, obviously. Your employer would have given you a letter. The employer would tell you, oh, this is Charlie from the Human Resource. This is Suzanne from the payroll department or something. This is probably one of those scams from India. They call you to that you're in trouble with the IRS. You're calling back to give them some money to resolve this for you. That's what it sounds like.
Okay.
If it was your company, the company would have given you something in writing. You know, a letter from the IRS or something.
Okay. And I have another question.
Yes, you cut out again.
Oh, good night. Hello, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. After you have another question, you can cut out. Yeah.
Okay. I was saying that that I want to start a trucking company. That's kind of one of my future goals. And I want to start the trucking company, but I know there are, like, I know I'm going to have to, you know, schedule an appointment to sit down with you so that I structure it correctly.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to have to, you know, just schedule a time with you. That's all. But that's all. So thank you so much for your time. I appreciate the information.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Nika. I look forward to talking to you very soon. Okay, folks, we're going to end the Freedom Hour at this time. There's more questions anybody has. Plus one on your telephone keypad if you have additional questions. Anybody else? We have a call from area code 213 from the heart of Mexicali, downtown Los Angeles, that has a question. Okay, what's your first name, my friend, from area code 213?
Hello, my name is Sean.
Sean, you're a regular caller. I recognize your voice, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. What's in your mind tonight, Sean?
Got a couple questions concerning direct tax and versus indirect tax and excise tax. Maybe you can clarify a couple of things. When you deal with alcohol, cigarettes, tobacco, all that, that is an excise tax. Is that what that is?
Alcohol and tobacco are excise taxes, correct.
Because from one side of our country to another, it goes all over the place. In Mexicana over here, it's like 81 cents for additional tax on the pack of cigarettes, whereas in New York, it's over $4. Now, are these done through apportionment? Are they just done through census, or does it even apply with an excise tax? How do they figure these taxes?
Excise taxes do not need to be apportioned. They're indirect taxes on activities. So they just got to be uniform throughout the 50 states. That's all. Federal government passed a law, tax on alcohol, for example, 10%, or wagering, 20%. That's it. But states are free to do taxes any way they want, because the states are limited by the state constitutions only.
Because, as you know, out here in California, we got gas tax that goes through the roof. You know, we have high gas taxes. Whereas if you just cross the border and go to Arizona, you have reasonable gas prices. And I'm wondering,
right,
they can do whatever they want then. There's nothing we can really do about it either.
Nothing you can do. You can leave leave Mexicania. You can vote with your feet.
Right, vote with your feet. What about property taxes on real estate?
Same thing. You're stuck unless you vote with your feet and get out of Mexicania. They can do all the property taxes, all the sales taxes, all the gas taxes. And even though California Constitution requires both houses of in the State Assembly and Senate in Mexicania to approve a sales tax increase, Now in Mexicana, the Communist Party has a two-third majority in both houses, so they can adopt whatever taxes they want and soak the Californians with taxes, so that you pay for the taxes for the benefit of the illegal aliens, the future communists.
Okay, so what is done through apportionment? What type of taxes are done through apportionment?
When the federal government, federal income taxes, supposed type of taxes, because it's directly on you, they're supposed to be apportioned among the states. That was intended founding fathers to make it so difficult. But that was always ignored. They never did it that way. You remember Lincoln did the income tax. He ignored that also. That, you know, this state, you know, pays this much, and New York pays this much. You know, and Georgia pays as much, divide up, and the states could collect the tax with the feds. It was never done that way. It was always ignored. And the first one to ignore it was Lincoln. And he ignored the Constitution also anyhow. The war in the South was unconstitutional. So then after that, they just kept ignoring that part.
See, here's the thing that bothers me the most. And since I've been out here in Mexicana, I've acquired a number of real property. And, of course, I've got rentals and a bunch of other things. And if I leave, then I have to leave all that behind and start again. And that's kind of, I feel like you say, vote with my feet. But I feel like I'm turning tail and running. When someone needs to fight, someone's got to fight.
You know what? There's a time, you got to pick your battles, my friend. There's a thing called picking the battles. I didn't have a driver license in Mexicana for almost 20 years. In 1993, I didn't give them my social security number. They would not give me a driver license. Twice they carjacked my car. One time on 405 freeway below Westwood at 2 o'clock in the morning. One time near my house in Tustin, Orange County. I sued them. The crooked court threw the lawsuits out. Okay, when I came to Florida, I got a driver's license. Okay, I don't want to fight that battle. You know, I got so many other things to deal with. You have to choose that battle too. You sell whatever you got, okay? Your primary residence, you can pay no tax on that because up to $250,000 of profits is tax free, in per owner that own it. And then the other properties that you sell, they're gonna withhold 3.5%, Mexican government of the gross revenue of the house. Gross receipts of the house, take whatever you got, get the hell out. You're going to have to leave sooner or later. Why delay the inevitable?
Because I feel that if California falls, then there goes the rest of the nation.
That's a bunch of nonsense. That's what they used to say in the 1970s. You and I used to grow back then used to say that. Not anymore. It's changed. That's when California was the golden state. California used to be the golden state. No longer. It's not the poverty state. Okay? You know that. Highest poverty rate in the city of San Francisco, you have, you know, all these people have feces on the street of San Francisco and needles, heroin needles. Really? You know what I mean? Look, you got to just face reality. I mean, the problem is you haven't left Mexicana. You should take a trip. Fly out from LAX. Come to visit Florida for a visit. If you got houses in real estate, you could afford a trip. Come for a week and check out Central Florida. Okay?
Right.
Become a Royal Freedom Package member. I'll help you become a move out here. I'll show you. Come in person. I'll show you how great it is. You know, you're not stuck there, my friend. Just because you grew there doesn't mean you have to say, this is still America. You can believe me, they speak English here. You know, it's not like you came from Iran. I came at age 14 from Persian language to English language across the globe. It's not that big of a move. You know what I'm saying? You're still in America.
Yeah, I hear
okay.
you. Okay.
All right, Sean. Thank you for the good questions, my friend. I appreciate that. We got several people with questions now. Call from air code 856-858 and 941. And 949 area code. Okay, call from America 856. What's your first name, my friend?
Henry.
Henry, do you have a free education package?
Yes, I do. I have.
Good. What's on your mind, my friend?
Yeah, I missed the. See, I'm a truck driver, so I'm across the United States. I missed the actual show tonight, so I'm catching this part of it. I wanted to know, this temporary or however long it's gonna last, this government shutdown, can that harm? I mean, and once again, I'm independent. I'm self-employed. I'm an independent trucker, but I do 1099. However, can that harm us? Like, can that harm me? Or can it be for better against me or for me? Like, this was.
The shutdown is good because we need to shut down easily 89% of the federal government anyhow. So let it be shut down for a while. Okay, we have too much government, too much bureaucratic control of our lives. We need more freedom, less government spending, and less bureaucratic control of us. So let them be shut down. Okay, and who's got the shutdown going? The communists, you know, that also known as the Democratic Party, who doesn't want to spend a measly $5 billion. That's not even one half of 1% of the U.S. budget. That's nothing. It's measly. Not even 1% of the budget, you know. They spend all this money waste. Because it goes against the future of the Communist Party. They want to bring foreigners, you know, to America, you know, and have them vote communist by giving them free benefits and handouts. So the longer it goes on, you know, let the bureaucrats, the communist bureaucrats and the Democrats eat sand. Okay.
And can that be, if it ever goes back to normal and the shutdown is removed, probably will be. But however, when the shutdown is removed, when it comes to conclusion, it's removed, right? Do you think, this hypothetical, do you think that the, because I don't owe any taxes right now as we speak, right? But I lean towards your concept of, like, you know, an RQ, like, you know, the no paying no taxes on my earnings. I'm not trying to fight against the world because some things you just can't get around. I was just listening to what you just told a gentleman. But my biggest problem is, like, paying taxes on my hard-earned money, not consumer taxes and things like that. However, so when they open back up, when they remove the shutdown, do you think that will, like, whoever does owe taxes, do you think that'll discombobulate their system, discombobulate it, like, you know, leave it in the ray where, say, if you owe taxes, they will not be able to find out or trace it?
Look, no, it's not a long term. It doesn't affect the government operations. You know, long term, it's going to be the same as before. What you really want to do, my friend, is to get to one of our freedom packages, like the Royal Freedom Package, you know, to join hands with other like-minded truckers and freedom seekers like yourself to protect each other and yourself in case you become a target of the IRS, because you don't know which one of us the IRS is going to come after. By joining hands, one for all for one, you're all protecting each other. That's what you're doing.
Okay.
All
right, I haven't yet brought in yet, as far as financially brought in, but that's... I still have to put some more money together. But I forgot, what's the price again to buy in? We're in 19 now. I know the deal is probably over.
Well, we have many different packages. Go to our website at livefreedom.org. It's listed there in more detail there. And call Freedom Law School during the daytime, Henry. And I'll have someone here will be help you go through your options in more detail privately, okay?
Okay, all right.
Call us during the daytime, 9 to 6 p.m.
And then one other question, the sit-down, one other question. The sit-down with you in person, how much does that cost?
It's $240 for the first hour, normally $360 an hour. Yeah, but if you get with a quick start for your package with the level one course, which is $320, it's combined with the level one course is $490. But until end of this month, it's discounted to $390
to sit with you in person and be a level one member?
And get the level one course, yep.
Oh, wow, okay. Okay. All right, thank you, man. Thanks, I'll be in touch.
You're welcome, my friend. Thank you, Henry, for calling. Okay, let's go to the call from area code 858, then go on area code 941, area code 949. Call from 858 area code. Another one from Mexicani. What's your first name, my friend? Call from area code 858. What's your first name?
Hi, my name is Samuel.
Okay, we can hear. Say it again.
Hello, can you hear me? My name
is Samuel.
Yes,
say it again, your first name.
Samuel.
Samuel. Yes, Samuel. Do
yes,
you have
sir.
A free education package?
I think I just received it in the mail yesterday because I'm in California, so it took longer.
Oh, okay, got it.
You're
from San Diego. You got it from a California franchise tax board, a demand for payment court-ordered debt collections that you send us to
yes,
us,
sir.
Correct? That the January 9, 2018.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you're calling about that. Okay, what letter
yep.
you send us, I can go over here for you, my friend, is this. That the FTB, California Franchise Tax Board, is a very good, aggressive, efficient thief. So they passed laws in California. Hey, you're such a good at stealing people's money. Other agencies in California, after a while, they cannot take money from you. They refer to the FTB. And FTB goes says out to employers and others, demand for payment. Okay?
Right.
So FTB is telling you that you got San Diego Superior Central Court claims you owe them $165, and San Diego Superior East Court claims you owe them $840. Okay, they try to collect that money from you. They say if you don't pay them, they're going to go to your employer or bank account and try to take it. That's what it's about.
Yeah, and when I called them, they said there is a third one, and the total amount is like almost $1,500. And these are all traffic tickets, and I already took them to appeal. So the decision haven't been made yet, and they still require me to make payments. And the people who are even in charge of the collection process are very rude when I talk to them. And the one in
yes.
the actual court, it's called Alliance Company. And when I call them, they are the same thing. So what shall I do in order to prevent this from happening? Do I have to go straight to the court and try to resolve it with them to make, like, payment plan, even though the decision hasn't been made permanent? Because, as I mentioned, the cases are still in appeal.
Ignore them for right now. The case on appeal, just because the case is appealed doesn't mean the collections can stop. They can continue collecting. Okay? So just for right now, wait until the appeal is done. That's all. This is just a demand for a payment. It'll be a while before they try to go take your bank account.
So do you think they're not going to get hold in my tax return for this year or put hands on my
no.
paycheck or my bank account?
Oh, I don't know if you're on a tax return refund from FTB, if that affects that. It may. But if so, you can get the money back if you when you win the case when you're on appeal.
Oh, so there is a chance that they can get hold on my bank account?
There's a small chance, yes. But you can call the FTB, tell them your case on appeal, they might put it on hold. They might put the case on hold, perhaps. Because it's on appeal.
I hope they said they can help me to make an installment plan for the minimum. Is I have to pay them $50 per month.
I know. You may want to do that or not.
Yep.
I would not do anything right now. I would leave it alone. This is just a threat. So don't worry about that, my friend. This time I wouldn't worry about it.
So it's not as scary as the letter makes it
seem? Say it again. What did you say?
I said it's not as scary as the letter makes it seem to be like.
No, it's not as scary as they make it to be. No, they make it more scary. They want to scare you. You're fine right now. This is just a request for payment. They put the word demand for payment to scare you. But it's just a hey letter. Hey, give me some money now. That's all it is. Okay, don't get threatened by the demand for payment language. You know, it's just the words. It doesn't matter. Okay?
Okay. I have one last question. Because my job is related to driving, and I see a lot of issues here, people lacking basics of driving, and this honest state of California issues a driver license to anybody who has $30 because they want people to crash so accidents happen. Insurance company work, people pay higher premiums, same as the traffic ticket. So people.
Okay, so what's your question? Okay, I got that. What's your question?
My question is, if we need to change that as citizens, what do we vote? Whom shall we talk to? Because when I asked the law enforcement, they said you talk to the Auto Club of California.
Samuel, where are you from? Samuel, where are you from? Where were you born at?
I was born in Egypt.
Okay. Kayf halak? I'm from Iran.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm. Listen.
Ahlan wa
sahlan. Yeah, Samuel. California,
yes,
you know why I call it California Mexicania?
Why?
Because they deliberately let illegal aliens from Mexico come. You came here to America legally, so did I. But they let them come in there and vote communist because they keep giving them benefits. Free health care. Free education for the kids. You know, all kind of government benefits paid for free. Because government got to tax you to pay for that. They steal from you with illegal citizens to pay for them. And now there's more people in California of Mexican and Latino descent than white people. Can you imagine that?
That's right.
Yes. Okay, that's what makes it Mexico. America was originally a white nation from Europeans. Europeans are a minority there. Mexican Americans, other Latinos are the majority. Okay, and I got nothing against them. I got many friends of mine from there, but not this way of illegally lay by coming the door. And give them free goods and to make them communist out of them. That's not the way to do it. You just got to leave that corrupt state, my friend. No, the government in there is useless. They don't represent you. They do not represent you. They don't care about you, Samuel. That's it. You just got to leave Mexicania. And don't go to Oregon or Washington or Nevada or Las Vegas. They're all becoming the same. They're all becoming communists because many people from California go to those states. You know about freedom. Came from a third world country. Don't vote communist. I mean, Democrat. The label is Democrat, but it doesn't matter. They're actually communists, socialists. Right?
Right.
Right? Leave.
Yep.
Why stay there? Why stay in Mexicania? Why don't you leave the United States?
If you get used to I have been here for 12 years, I can tell you that things are not definitely far from perfect, but the weather is perfect. Like, compared to other...
Okay,
states,
well, guess what? Let yourself become lazy. I'll be straight with you. Let yourself become lazy, comfortable, even though you, years ago, made the big risk and trek to come from Egypt. From where we speak Arabic to this country, you speak English. And the English is still not that good. You took that risk across the globe to come here. Now you're too lazy to go from one part of America to another?
No.
Really, Samuel? Are you going to let yourself become that comfortable, that lazy? Come on, my friend.
No, trust
look
me.
In the mirror.
Trust me. I'm far away from being lazy. I traveled to 45 states.
Well, not by your answer. You just said you like the weather. So what? Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Central Florida has better weather than there. The weather is here better.
The weather and family.
The weather is better than
there,
and it costs a lot less to live there. You don't have to live in Mexicania. Okay? You got choices. You came from Egypt. You don't have to go just because you've flew into at Los Angeles Airport. Doesn't mean you have to stay in that area. You're not stuck there. Look at the options you got. Okay?
All right. I'll think about it.
Now, think about it, my friend. Listen to the conference call I had a few about this subject years ago. You don't have to be stuck in there. You know, I came to Florida one time for a visit, and I thought, wow, Christmas time, grass is green, rains, no crime, no gang members, no graffiti. You don't have to worry about, do I want a nicer, bigger house? Or do I have to live in a smaller place in a nicer neighborhood, right? Right? You always got that problem, don't you? Yeah, not but, here. You have a nice neighborhood and a nice bigger house. And not even a graffiti on the walls. Not even graffiti. So you want to, 2 o'clock in the morning, you can walk in the street, feel safe. 2 o'clock in the morning, safe in the streets. But if you like the weather that much, you stay stuck in there. That's up to you. Anyhow, think about that, my friend. I got to take another caller who is stuck in a, at this point in the, you know, from Mexicania, from area code 949, South Orange County, we used to live at. What's your first name, my friend, from area code 949?
Hey, Paymon, this is Ty.
Hey, Ty, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. We spoke yesterday. I just had a really quick follow-up question to our conversation. I was taking notes,
yes.
But this one pertinent question that I kind of missed your answer, and I wanted to reiterate it. I got that in your understanding, setting up an LLC as a single member is equivalent to an individual sole proprietor. But then what was your, what did you say? You know, my wife and I were considering setting up the LLC as a dual member LLC, but were you saying that there's a disadvantage or that it would be a same situation where it's a pass through to each individual?
Hold
on. How did that work?
Ty, because you and I had a private one-on-one consultation, we should continue answering your questions in the private one-on-one consultation so I can tailor make it to your situation. Okay?
Okay.
So let's save
that.
To you. We can take maybe 5-10 minutes of your consultation time. Let's go over there so I give you address it in more detail. And this time, make sure that your wife is on the phone also. Okay? So she can ask me directly whether I'm going to go back and forth again. Okay?
Okay. That sounds great. Thank you, Paymon.
All right, my friend. You're welcome, Ty.
Bye-bye.
We have another caller now from area code 941. What's your first name, my friend, from area code 941?
Gigi.
Gigi?
Yes.
How do you spell that?
G-I-G-I.
G-I-G-I. Gigi. Oh, okay. Very good, Gigi. Yes. And do you have our free freedom education package, Gigi?
No, I have not. But payment? Let me see. What year was it? Maybe 05, 08, somewhere around there. You were in Atlanta, Georgia with Robert Clarkson and several other people. And I went to that seminar back then.
Oh, yes. The Freedom Rally we had in Atlanta with the great Robert Clarkson.
Yes.
Yes, we met there. Well, glad you came and glad you found us again, Gigi. Stay in touch. And how may I assist you, Gigi?
Well, it's IRS issues that I'm talk to you about. I know there's no law, but they're after me big time, and I just don't know what to do. I've studied, and there's no remedy for me anyway.
Well,
and then I looked at the
remedy. Give me all your paperwork. Let's do a one-on-one private consultation with all of the paperwork of all your big IRS problem you got. Let me see it all, whether it's 20 pages or 500 pages. Let me review it all, and I can tell you what's going on and tell you what to do. That's my specialty.
Okay. That'd be nice, you know, because I'm a free woman, and I want to live as a free woman, but so far I've been, like, bound upon this situation. And I looked at your website, and it'd be nice if there was some updated remedies that people had won some things, you know, so I could feel helpful, you know, that something would happen with it. So I heard some of your weeks ago I was on your call, and for some reason I didn't get to talk to you for whatever reason. And tonight I see they're taking calls, but you're especially asking people to kind of live in Florida, and why would that be? I know there's no state taxes, so that's one less headache.
Well, short answer is no state income tax. One, the 8 states with no state income tax. 1, 2.
Yes.
Very low property tax and very low sales tax in combination. So and very low DMV, you know, car taxes. So it overall it's the lowest tax state in the country. Third, it's the very low cost of housing in Central Florida. As I said, you can get out here, five-bedroom house, three bath, over 3,000 square feet with a pool and 2 acres of land for about $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's very low. Good. And next, great weather. Central Florida has great weather. It's not hot like Miami in the south, you know, and relatively hurricane-free, Central Florida. Between
right.
Ocala, Orlando, and Tampa, the triangle, I would call that area. Okay.
Okay.
Next, very low or no traffic because government in Florida is very efficient because old senior people are not stupid. They're not communists like young people who buy all the lies of communism is good. We need big government to steal from the rich and take care of us poor young people. They don't buy that lie. There's old people here. They come from other places, no better. They don't let the government get big and powerful, okay? So the government doesn't waste the money on illegal aliens, giving them health care and schooling, all that stuff. So they got good road system, very good wide roads, so you don't have that much travel. You know, good cost. Gas is cheap, you know, just over $2 a gallon. The cost of living is low. You have a thriving middle class, a lot of jobs out here, a lot of job growth. Retirees come here, and and the services are needed by people. So that's a short answer.
Okay. I know you were, when I went to that seminar, the freedom thing, you were living in California at that time. And, of course, you probably left there because of the increased state taxes and all that kind of stuff, obviously, you know. But I do live in Florida, so my 941 number is a Florida number.
So you already know. Whereabouts do you live, Gigi?
In Sarasota.
Okay. Why do you ask me that? What you already know yourself?
I found the houses were a little bit more expensive there than where I came from, and property taxes were also, but there's a lot of good news, you know. I like it. I like the sunshine, so okay.
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 Okay. Very maybe good. Any other questions, Gigi?
Maybe I should just contact you, not over the Blog Talk Radio, you know, where it's public. Instead of doing something private, maybe you can help me with my situation because I would love to be a free woman and enjoy the rest of my life without them coming after me, I guess you can say.
Well, that's how I'll be here for you. Just give us a call and you can make me arrangements for the 1 month private consultation, okay?
Yeah, you live probably like an hour and a half from where I live or something like that. Kind of Google where your area was, you know.
Yes.
You're like in
yes.
A,
uh-huh.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, thank you
North
very much.
Of you. Correct. You're welcome, Gigi. Thank you for calling. Okay, folks, if there's anybody else with any last questions, push 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will answer your question for you. Otherwise, folks, thank you very much for being with me on the Freedom Hour. Oh, we have one more caller from area code 619, another call from the Mexicania calling. What's your first name, my friend, from Eric 619?
Hey, it's Eric again.
Yes, Eric.
I heard someone mention 1099, and the question that I was thinking of, I may not articulate it correct or properly, but, well, I guess it's kind of a split question, but... That made me. I was concerned about new employees. Like how. I guess when someone looks for a new job or you know starts a new job, they're required to do the W-4. Or W, you know. I'm guessing that you would just request not to do that and to be working there as 1099.
There's no law requiring you to fill out a W-4. Although the problem is that employers have been told by the tax community, the accountants, CPAs, tax attorneys, who are told by the IRS that the employers must get a W-4 form filled out by anybody they want to hire to work.
Okay.
Otherwise, you could be an independent contractor, and then they want to issue a 1099 against you to the IRS snitch form. And that's also for foreigners. That's not for Americans either. But that's the situation we got. Again, the employers, companies, through their accountants, CPAs, through the IRS are coerced to do that, whether or not you should not be doing that.
Is that the right way to go for people, is to be working as 1099?
Independent contractor is better than being employees.
Okay.
It's a relative term. It's a relatively better choice.
All right. And then with being a 1099, you just don't file any type of confession form. You just keep working and collecting your money and just saving and reinvesting?
And preparing in case the IRS comes after you. Yes.
Okay.
That's why you want to get Freedom Law Schools courses and Freedom Packages. Because a certain percentage of people are going to come after Eric, and you want it to be free.
Right.
Okay, but you
want to
reduce the chance of something happening to you, my friend, you know? That's why I started teaching people way back in 96, hoping just, show government a law that follow the law. Well, I was surprised to find out, wait a minute, the government's more crooked than I realized. And I try to help people do as much of it themselves as possible. And I realized because the courts are crooked, it's much more complicated than I want it to be to win against these crooks. So that's why in 2001 I started helping people. I didn't want to help people before that because I believe it's better to help people help themselves. I want to help you help yourself. But I found out that unfortunately it's too complex to do that. That's why I started providing the Royal and Simple Freedom Package to do it for you, as well as educating you at the same time to keep these thieves off your back.
The Royal Package?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Royal Freedom Package is what you want.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait to join.
Do
Thank
it this
you.
Month
Again.
Before it goes up from 6,000 for the first year to 7,000 for the first year next month.
And again, one more time, you said you're dropping it down to 300?
No. The Royal Freedom Package is 6,000 for the first year.
Okay.
It's going to go up to 7,000 for the first year starting next month. The price increase is going to take effect next month. So take advantage of the old price, lower prices now.
Okay. That was all. Thank you so much again for your time and for what you're doing.
You're welcome, my friend. Thank you for your questions. We have another call right now from area code 203. Call from area code 203. What is your first name?
So they're going to pay the lawyers to create.
What's your first name, my friend? Call from area code 203. What is your first name? You have a question?
See, what he's trying to say is...
Okay, I think the guy from Erica 203 pushed the number by mistake. Yeah, he doesn't have a question. He pushed the number by mistake, the old gentleman here. All right. Okay, folks, thank you for being with me and on the Freedom Hour. We're going to go hopefully on live on video next week. We're going to be emailing you guys early about that once we get happening. Make sure you get on our email list by signing up for our free Freedom Education Package on the front page of our website. So you'll get our emails. Get on our Facebook page. If you're on Facebook, become a fan of Freedom Law School on Facebook. So you get announcements that way to you as well. With all that, I want to thank you and wish you a good night. And I'll be back with you folks next Thursday night with another session of the Freedom Hour. Good night.